be though, you get all the dips and all the holes and all that to level, and then they just, they seal it, they put a coat of little chip rock on it, and they'll come back and throw another, they'll hit it again with tar, and then, and throw a little bit of chip on it again.
It says there are 3/8-inch chips on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So there's two coats of that, you get.
What's that?
Yeah, 2 coats of 3/8.
Yeah.
You get 3/4 of an inch.
I bet you can 3/4 of an inch. Because it's all going
to put. Do they do that the same day? Will they put both coats on the same day?
Yeah, all the same day.
What they'll do is they'll go and they'll start on one end, they'll seal it all the way out, they'll go back down the line, seal it back, then they'll come back on the line they started at. You know what I mean? So that it's got cure time, but not a ton of cure time.
Are we going to stripe it then afterwards?
You really can't stripe seal coat. It just doesn't hold.
Once you put the, if you end up, I have you, Mark, just a moment. Once you have the, if you decide to go over there and do the seal on it like we did on Main Street, you could stripe
right,
that.
Right, stripe.
So won't that road be closed then while they're doing this?
There's no way you can.
So they only do half a side and then the other side? Wow.
There's not that much traffic there. I mean, compared to the Main Street of Mississippi.
Well, the good thing is, I mean, everybody can kind of go around if you don't want to sit there and wait, then there's alternate.
I don't have painter markings in it. Jim said there's already somebody to do that at a separate project, so we're not worried about that. But otherwise,
except for the only problem with that now is if Proline comes out, I think they said they're looking at the 3rd week of June to do our city. The 23rd.
Has it been striped before? Is it striped now?
He's talking about Mississippi and Maine. North and South Mississippi and Main Street.
So that would be,
Well, I mean, that's a.
I'm sure it won't be done by then.
I'm guessing if it is what it is, we just have to have it striped when they get it done. I mean, depending on weather and their schedule. And, I mean, especially if you're giving them a completion date of September something.
Right, that's what I said it as, unless you wanted something different. That's basically what I. Picked.
So are there spots on Telegraph in Mississippi though that are supposed to be dug out?
We're not doing that. We looked at mill overlay and we decided to just go with this instead and try to ultimately get it to micro-surfacing.
But their intention is.
We've seen that geotech report, but we can't afford to do what the geotech report required.
Basically, they're just going to go in there and fill the low spots in with hot mix.
Right.
And then now go over the top of it and seal it.
You're going to clean the first quart out a little.
The first coat will be what they call the leveling surf, the leveling layer, and then they'll go back in with an over the top layer. So any place that's low, it'll fill it in with rock and the tar.
Then. Is that low spot just going to continue to shrink?
We don't know. That's the crystal ball that nobody has.
Now,
did you have something, Mark?
Yeah, go ahead. A couple questions. Okay. Just an inch thick, is that going to be enough to support the, you want it to beef up the road, is that going to be enough to beef it up?
Well, we don't have nothing there now, so, I mean, it's not, something's going to be better than nothing. That's the other question, too, but.
Yeah, the other question is, okay, you're talking about the hot weather, is there a way they can talk to do it in the evenings, like when you guys close? Then you just have them do the bypass around Main Street and up Mississippi for the night.
Two things.
You know, so it has time to set during the night?
Two things. First of all, it's not you guys because I don't work there.
Well.
Second thing is...
The people that's doing it.
Yeah. Second thing is that trucking company is 24/7. Somebody's rolling in and out of there. They have 3 shifts that work out of that building up there. So it's not like there's ever going to be... Is there going to be lighter traffic? Maybe. I think the traffic is not going to be the biggest problem. I'm just worried about the heat of it tearing the road up right away.
Yeah, I don't think if you're doing this thing in June or July or August even.
And I also agree with Mr. Bowman.
The
hotter it is, the better it is because it's gonna seep better and it's gonna seal in better. Plus, you get too cold and then all it does is that tar just lays there, cools down too fast, they can't get the rock on it enough, and the next thing you know, we got 100 ton of rock laying in a road ditch.
Mm-hmm.
But I am a little concerned about what little bit of shoulder there is, and there's not shoulder there for squat, if you will. I mean, there's some places where you got maybe 8 to 10 inches, and then there's other places where it's just like, here's the road, here's the ditch, you know?
Right. If we reconstructed it, we were going to do something else, but we're not reconstructing.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm worried about the buildup of the road. And then, obviously, the other question I have is, going to driveways, are they going to slope those driveways? Is that part of it too?
We weren't touching the driveways, it was just a driveway.
So,
you know, if you want me to widen it and we're going a foot out, then it would hit going a foot into driveways, a foot into the shoulder. You know, so we could do something like that and add a little bit of quantity. It's not a ton of money.
Well, I think that's the only, I mean, there's not a whole lot. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, approximately 5 or 6 driveways along there. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is, regardless of what your buildup is, whether you're an inch or, you know, I'm just going to throw it out there, if you're an inch or 5 inches, it doesn't make any difference. You're still going to have this in a driveway. And sure, somehow that needs to taper off of those driveways down along there, or you, that's going to be one of your fail points, which would then turn around and say, okay, do we widen that out to as far as we can go? So if it's 23 foot, we make it 24 foot, or if it's 24 foot, we make it 25 foot, or whatever we can do out there.
Yeah.
That would be my only question.
If you start getting too wide on that shoulder, that's just pretty much
dumb.
Rock wall. I mean, then are people going to be driving out there, you know, and then it's going to start pulling and breaking that road off there. I think if you...
I mean,
I think the driveway thing definitely should be addressed at least.
The other thing is do we go in there and after we're done with it, do it exactly like you're talking about, and then we go in there and dribble rock on that side so that there isn't such a drop off.
Yeah, you just feather it from the edge of the pavement.
Yeah, feather it from the edge of the pavement to where you can get it. Now, I don't know.
You just want it stabilized.
You know, I don't know. And like I said, there's going to be places where you may have 8 or 10 inches wide of rock, and then there's going to be other places where you'd be lucky if you had a couple inches, but I'm worried about that drop off.
Mm-hmm. Now, how are they going to get out of the drives when they're working on that road?
Any company will make accommodations for that. That's no different than what they do here when we were doing
the
ceiling and stuff.
Get out.
The trucks will be able to get out of there. I'm not concerned about that at this point.
So it sounds like the road is 23 to 25. It goes like this, right? If you're going down it.
No, it's pretty straight all the way down along. Yeah, with the shoulders. Yeah, it could be.
So to say, you know, do it.
But I also see what
shoulders. But then what you just said, you get off in that spot where it's already weak. People go, oh, I can drive here now.
Right.
Well, or in Skyler's response, and I'm not speaking for him, but I think his thought process is, okay, if you make it wider, then the next thing you know, somebody's going to be on the side, and then there is going to be no forgiveness there, and you're just going to be down in the ditch on your side or on your top, which he's absolutely correct about that.
I wonder, I mean, even with that chip seal, though, once it gets driven on a few times, that stuff starts to work out, you know.
And
maybe we can give it some time, and then we can come in and feather, you know, get some room.
Everybody complains about it going off to. If you drive it, the loose stuff moves off to the shoulder.
Yeah.
So it happens. The whole neighbor, all
yeah, then like because
it complains about. It.
Yeah.
So stick to one measurement, whatever it is, 23 or 24. But may do some of the driveways with this or after this.
To me, if that road ain't 24 foot wide, it should be 24 foot wide. That's the first thing.
The second thing is
if you're going to do a 24 foot wide road, wherever you come to a driveway, that tar and rock chip should taper down into that driveway, or so that it's a smooth transition so there's not a hump in there. That's my thought process.
Yeah, I mean, I can add some extra for the driveway and throw a little bit of quantity in there.
I would say anything to slope it so where it's a smooth transition rather than a bump going in there. Because you do have, what is there, Skyler, is there 4 farm fields on there? 5 farm fields that you would access through there?
Yeah.
And then there's 4 or 5 residential, or a couple residential and a couple business lanes.
Now, the holes up by Mississippi and Telegraph, would you turn into, will those get filled?
Yeah, on Mississippi?
Yeah.
Okay, we're doing a couple patches on South Mississippi, we're doing like three patches on Main.
I think where she's talking is literally where it feathers out onto Mississippi from Telegraph.
Yeah, there's holes up there.
That's where the coal
patches.
That's where the coal patches come in.
Coal patches are gonna fill in anything like that, potholes and levels and stuff.
Either that or Jim is gonna be up there with a shovel and putting rock in the hole. Either way. Okay.
So did we want to hold off and not start it till August?
No.
I mean, it might not even start till August. I mean, they just got to have it done by September, right? Yeah. So, I mean, they might not even start until September 1st and have it done. I mean, but I wouldn't, I'd give them that window to get it done, as long as bluegrass phase is over.
Yeah, we don't want to start date till after, like I said, we don't want to start date before June 10th, and we want them done by September, what'd you say, September 15th?
September 30th.
30th, okay.
Almost, what if we took like some plywood pads, in front of their driveway and put six pieces of plywood to where they're going to be turning, the semi?
Yeah, I was asking our engineer what his thought process was on it for something to think about. Now we obviously have QC truck or transport right there. Then if you go to the next building, you have, I think it's Muddy Rivers Concrete. So they're going in and out of there with trailers and skid loaders and small track hoes. They're not big equipment, but there's still equipment going in there.
In the storage units?
Talk them into not using it for a day. Would tell them it's ropes closed for a day if they would freak out or not? Because I remember when we did microsurfacing and the trash got right on it, there was issues.
Yeah, and that's my questioning on it is, and the only problem of it is I can't speak for anybody on that road, but there's no other access point for QC transport there. And there's no other access point for Muddy Rivers, which is your two biggest users there, obviously. But, I mean, anything can be worked out. I want you to be aware of what we're looking at here. Because there's a lot of trucks that go in and out of there, and they come in and out loaded quite often.
Do they do it on weekends?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's when you said
24/7.
I wasn't saying if we could do it on a Friday, but that doesn't help.
Yeah, they have shift that, some guys are coming in at 11 o'clock at night, and some are coming in at 4 in the morning, and there's trucks in and out of there all hours of night. Plus, them being a warehouse for SSAB, you got flatbeds coming in with loads of material that they're warehousing.
There are five driveways going south into those ways, and then the two farm driveways.
Yeah.
How many farm entrances there are, but
just something to think about, to look at, in my opinion. So we know.
We'll have a pre-construction meeting so we can talk about it. Maybe the contractor's got ideas. We could talk to those property owners and see if they are willing to work around this a little bit or something. So
I think that's the.
I think if they know in advance, it's a day without a road.
Communication. Yeah. That's their business. Getting in and out.
It's huge.
Yeah, it's their business.
Maybe they'll pay for concrete.
There you go.
Let me answer that question for you too. So I'm assuming you need authorization from the council to move forward.
You know where the money's coming from, Ann?
Well, no.
Why do you do that?
This year we got $95,000 sitting in there by June 30th. And next year we only got $100,000 bid. So what's the total bid?
$188,000.
We got $195,000 and that's it. Well, I'm just giving you the. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I have $95,000, so if we don't spend it by June 30th, that money will stay in the road use. I would just have to do a budget amendment if need be. Right. So the road use would be able to have.
Okay.
You can't buy nothing else, Jim.
No.
I say go with it.
Don't make a motion.
Oh. I make a motion